6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Monday, July 11th, 2022. Happy anniversary out there to Keiko and Troy, celebrating on this date. Got married many years ago. Yeah, we were there, I think. Well, we were there for the reception. We got 10% off of the following products at the Power Mall: Strauss Naturals products, Willard Water Miracle Skin products. And, of course, the prayer request for Alvin is still out there to set Haley free from cutting herself and suicide, to receive Jesus as their Savior and Master, that he wins his lawsuit, and they can soon pay all their debts off. Like I said, you know, Alvin, we're all praying for you that everything happens. But like I said, my Reb tells me in its own time. There's so much happening right now in the world, and it's enough just to keep our sanity and to sift through what's going on in this world, the truth from the fiction, because Satan is out there to mess with our minds. It's just the way that it is. And see, anybody that wants to stand up for their rights to free speech gets targeted. And even on the local level, what happened at Georgia Gwinnett College, here is there are two students, Chike Uzegbunam and Joseph Bradford. They were basically attacked by the college because they were trying to share their evangelical Christian faith on campus. Well, the lawsuit, after they were banned from doing it, made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And these two just got granted a settlement of $800,000, just so you know. The Texas GOP, by the way, there's a story on there. They're focusing on election integrity after rejecting Biden as president. And the Biden administration has been told that it cannot ignore federal law that says authorities have to arrest, detain, and remove illegal aliens convicted of certain crimes or aliens who are ordered deported, according to an appeals court. See, this is the thing. They've all been just, you know, Mayorkas Dorcas. You know, he's the Homeland Security Secretary. There's a contradiction in terms. They're just letting everybody across the border, and it's affecting everybody. And I know that mRNA, all of this stuff, was brought up. If you didn't have a chance to get online and watch what was happening, you could go on Epic Times, Epic TV. We were talking about the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour. And so we have the next best thing, for those of you who missed it. Jim Price from the Jim Price Show up in Kansas, and he has been through his own little hell with the people up there and the justice system up there coming after him for stuff he didn't do. You see, this is the thing. When you're outspoken like we are and you zone in on something or tune in on something that really affects them, they don't like it, and they lash out. Jim Price, welcome back to the Power Hour, sir. How are you?
Doing great, sir. Thank you so much for having me. It's a great intro there. Thank you. What a great weekend we did have. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm just, you know, excited to hear from your perspective, because you did get a chance to hobnob and hang out with a lot of different people. Give us the 40,000-foot view as to how things went.
Well, you know, it's amazing when you go into these events, you can start feeling the things kind of pushing back against you. I refer to it a lot as, if the wind is not at your face, you're not moving forward, right? So when you go into these events and you see the little fallacies, you see the Antifa organizations, you hear about what they plan to do, you know that they're trying to fight you on different levels. That's just before you get to the event. But then when you get there and you find all these fellow patriots, all these fellow people who understand and believe what God has done for us and how great our future is going to be, you know, then you feel empowered. You feel great. You feel like, wow, this is what we should be doing. Why don't I feel like this all the time? Well, evil doesn't take the day off, right? They're always pushing against you. They're going to take your birthday off, say, you know, we're not going to try to trip you up or make you feel bad about things. They always are pushing. But when you get there and you're all coming together, and you're all saying the same thing, and you're talking about the medical tyranny, you're talking about J6, you're talking about all these different things going on in the world around us, and you feel like you have a plan going forward, that's what the benefit of these events are. You may have heard it 1,000 times, but coming together with the fellow people there, the fellow like-minded people, it makes a difference in how you can go forward. And all these things, we have Simone Gold there. You were referring to being attacked by the establishment, by, you know, these different things. She got up there and talked about how she's going to have to go and turn herself in to serve the time that's been assigned to her. And people were compassionate for her. They understood that the machine, the tyranny of the medical tyranny, the overreach of government is the only reason that she's being affected by this. And yet, you know, she's going to go do this time. But, we talked about going into the system. When they go to drop her off or where she's supposed to report to, what if they decide they want to change that at the last minute? What if they don't inform her, but she's in violation? You know, these are things that we have to be careful and be mindful that the machine or the establishment can do things to us that is not, quote unquote, illegal. It just makes our lives more difficult.
Yeah, and they've done that to you, okay, too. But, I mean, they've done that to you, too, as well. Personally, you've experienced all this kind of harassment. But, you know, earlier in day, in this morning, you know, because we do talk, folks, just to let you know, Jim and I do have conversations outside of the show, and we share a lot of ideas and a lot of philosophies and a lot of things that we have experienced in our life. And so we share these things when we get on here, and it's all about sharing because Jim has a podcast called The Jim Price Show. And what's the podcast? Sir. How do you dial it up, sir?
So the JimPriceShow.com is the website. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on CloudHub, DLive, Twitch. It's also on iTunes and Spotify and on Roku. So I'm on several different platforms. You really, if you just go on iTunes or you go to Facebook, you have to type it all the way out because they're not going to be gracious to me and let my stuff be on a search block. You have to type it all at the Jim Price Show. And it'll come up for you. But, guys, I go live every day at 4 p.m. Central to talk about what we need to be and how we need to be in these coming times, knowing that this machine is always pushing back against us. We have to be mindful of those evils. And we got to be, you know, those people that make this transition an amazing, amazing thing because our hearts are going to be in the right place. But the tyranny that I went through with my life, the things that I just got through dealing with, I understand what Simone Gold is going through. I understand what J6ers are going through. And we have to be mindful not always to point the finger at those that may have been convicted or harangued by the system itself. We have to be mindful to be gracious to those people and understand that maybe sometimes wrongful prosecutions really do happen over and over again. You look at General Flynn, you look at Roger Stone, you look at my story, and you can say, guys, it is absolutely real. So be careful and be mindful that the devil will throw things out just to trip you up and put you against each other. And we have to come together instead of being pushed apart.
Well, I don't see this country uniting against a government that is acting tyrannical when they've got a big chunk of the people siding with what the government is actually doing. And I cannot believe, and this thing with Mayra Flores down in the Southern Congressional District in Texas flipping a seat from blue to red, and she's running again in November to get this back. This is just one small inkling of what is to come in America's future if America doesn't rally and get together. I'm going to be interviewing Daniel Miller tomorrow, who is the founder of Texit. And I actually joined the movement. I don't see any other way around this other than for the states to rise up and say, you know what, we've had enough. And Texas, I think, is in a position to do it. You know, what's your take?
Yeah. Well, the Supreme Court has given us the red light to actually understand that the second article of your Bill of Rights says all political power is inherent in the people and all free governments are founded on their authority. Look at your individual state constitution. 40 of the states say that exact verbiage. The other 10 give a more broad statement. But I'm telling you right now, the Supreme Court is giving you all the ammunition in the world. They've given you the gun, the ammunition, and the training to say, guys, listen, individual state rights supersede the federal government. In your Constitution, it's written that way. That's why the EPA verdict came down. That's why the Privacy Act called Roe versus Wade came down back to the states, because individual state rights supersede the federal government. We have the power. We have to learn to exercise it. But here's the problem. We've been so lulled to sleep by the machine because it's easier just to pet you on the head and feed you, and then you just lull to sleep and you're not going to fight. Now the problem is, guys, we are at that tipping point. And I think at the end, we really are the difference makers. All of our hearts in the right place, because God will win. But we've got to be on the right side of this. But being active and coming together is how we win. Circular firing squads doesn't get anything done. Don't be shooting at each other. Don't be tearing each other down. Come together and fight against the real evil that's out there that's making you fight with each other within. This is the difference for us going forward.
And, I mean, that is what it's going to have to be for us to rise up. We are all going to have to collectively get together, and it starts with the community. What's going on up in Kansas right now?
Well, a couple months ago, and it's been a couple months now, we actually got a forensic audit. We got an audit. It was including the things that Arizona didn't do right and getting things right in that. It's a seven-month process that they're going to be doing. Nobody's celebrating that. Nobody's like, hey, Jim, thanks for putting in, you know, 15, 16 months of your life to make sure to get us an audit. Hey, thanks for doing that for our country. But we do have real things like that going on. But the Rhino establishment that we have, an ultra super majority in the House and in the Senate, means we can pass anything we want. We can do anything we want, supersede anything. We can create the laws that actually protect babies, that actually make sure that we will never be offended by the Second Amendment, no violation of the Second Amendment whatsoever. We could go in there and literally make this the most amazing republic example in the country, but we've got a Rhino for a Senate president, we got a Rhino for the Speaker of the House, and nothing gets to the floor without their permission. And they're not going to give us more default to more freedom, they're going to go default to more incarceration. They thought it was a great victory in a super majority House and Senate to say you can only bring 10 ballots to a voting station at a time. That's them stopping voter fraud. So now, instead of it being an unlimited number, they think the victory was just 10 at a time. But we've got to be mindful that the rhinos that are out there look very shiny and new and have a lot of money. But we need to look to those grassroots candidates of what's really going on and make the difference and find sheriffs that actually want to be true constitutional sheriffs. Because I asked a sheriff, and it's on recording, are you a constitutional sheriff? He says, well, I'm a constitutional sheriff, but not the way you think a constitutional sheriff. And I was like, I was astounded. Like, well, no, there's only one constitutional sheriff model. That's the one that upholds the Constitution. You are a constitutional officer. What are you going to do about it? And when he tells me there's a variation of the Constitution, he's not a constitutional sheriff. So we got to be mindful of those things. There's great things going on. We have a lot of victories. There are convictions of voter fraud. There are people who've turned state's evidence for voter fraud. There are things going on, but don't give up the fight. Don't get distracted and start fighting each other over things that should not matter.
Well, and the J6 committee is one of these things that should not matter, despite what Bannon wants to do and testify and go public. To me, this is a shift show, and the whole thing is nothing but ballyhoo leading up to the elections. And we had this conversation earlier, folks, that the chances are very good. This is one of the reasons why, when I said on the show the other day that Sarasota County, Florida needs 750 poll workers, well, we need poll watchers, we need poll workers in all the judicial voting districts across the country. They are going to try to steal the election again in November. We both know this, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Well, you were talking about the J6. Why was J6 produced by the CBS president? Why was there millions of dollars spent on production if all you're doing is have people truly just testifying? Why would you need a production company coming in and doing video editing and timestamp editing and all those things if all you were doing was truly just giving people time to testify about their emotions or things they saw on J6? That's where you see, guys, you're absolutely being played by the media, by the Hollywood. Go watch the movie Wag the Dog. I don't have any money into it. Nobody's paying me 10 cents for every view. But in reality, go watch Wag the Dog. You want to understand what your world is about? Watch Wag the Dog and then go watch The Matrix and get back to me and tell me how you feel about the media and the world around you as they portray these things going on. Oh, we got this war. We got this famine. We got this. We got that. And it's all fear-based. Fear, fear, fear. The corona, the Mexican beer flu that we were all supposed to have died from 2 years ago, what was that based off of? Fear, the death ticker, the case ticker, the positive cases. But then Dr. Artis talks about how we actually can see that there's snake venom on the test kits to make you feel like you're sick. The test kits have things on it that we have to be careful about. The purification glycol that they use actually causes cancer. It doesn't maybe cause cancer. It absolutely does, but that was on the swab as well. Glycol right up by the blood-brain barrier. Well, I need to say that three times fast.
Well, yeah, yeah,
the
I know. Well,
we have to talk about is.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's got polyethylene glycol, which is antifreeze.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's also what your sweeteners are, dried antifreeze. We have to be mindful that we got played into that whole hysteria, but then when you thought you were sick, you went and took a test, and then suddenly you were sick because they were poisoning with that. Guys, all the whole time, it's just been a play. It's been about manipulating you into fear and thinking you have less power than you really do. If you have God-given and able rights with the big G God on the throne of your life, and you were sitting there just below that big G God, the small G government is at the bottom of your life. It's the very bottom rung of your life. It's the last thing you think of. And when you have God giving you your God-given and able rights, that means they can never be taken away, whether you're a felon or you're an angel, you always have those God-given and able rights. We have to practice those. That is our job as Americans.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Jim. We appreciate that. And this is the thing, folks. You know, we are out there, and my corporate attorney, because I have a couple of LLCs, right? My corporate attorney has told me, look, you are over the target. You are going to catch flack. It's just the way it is. And it's me, it's Jim, it's other people like this that are out there, that are speaking out, that are speaking the truth, and they're listening and they're watching. Trust me, we know this already, right, Jim?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I can actually say certain things on my show, and I will get within a day or two feedback. And I know when I do it, I know I'll say certain things in a certain order, and I will literally, when I say it, when within 1 to 2 days, I get a feedback from a marshal. Hey, Jim, what'd you say on the air the other day? You know, you really got them stirred up. I'm like, I didn't say anything. I don't say every other day. They were just paying attention that day. They are always in my phone. I can watch them manipulate my phone. I can see my emails being deleted. I know what they're doing. I watch them constantly. The marshals watch them. But the problem is the DOJ is not picking up the cases. The DOJ has cases on my case that would free me and would actually clear my name. But the problem is the Department of Justice, the bureaucracy that we don't vote in, the people who are just sitting there building up a retirement, making sure and checking a box that they did their job, they're not picking up the cases of true fraud and manipulation of our patriots in this country.
That's pretty scary stuff when they could do that. And, folks, we know what's happening.
Yep.
We know that, you know, when people are listening and they're hearing clicking on their phone. I mean, I had people that during the foreclosure mess in 2009 through 2015 would be sitting there talking to me on the phone and they'd start hearing clicks. I had one attorney who was fighting one of the major banks, Bank of America, and she was having problems with her cable. She went and called Time Warner. Time Warner came to her house. They went in her basement, and they found a wiretap trap on her phone system and in her computer system.
In her house.
They broke into her house and connected the stuff. Folks, you need to be paying attention to what's going on here. I am not BSing you. I am telling you they have the capability.
Yep.
We need to be paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, they did the same thing to me. They were gaslighting me and doing things to my house and manipulating so that way they can make you sound like you're crazy. They can evaluate what you're doing and then say, well, you know, he was a guy living on his own. He must have lost it. He always under pressure. Oh, you know, he lost his security clearances. You know, all these different things. Oh, I could see why he suicided himself. The problem is, folks, these are not fairy tales. All movies are documentaries. I know it seems like a little far-fetched statement, but if you sit back and start thinking about all these movies where they've showed you about the child trafficking, the human manipulation, the mind control, they're telling you. They have to tell you what they're going to do. Joe Biden told you he built the most corrupt election system known to man. He wasn't lying to you. 3 days before the election, Bernie Sanders said, there will be a man who goes to bed thinking he has won the election, and five states in the middle of the night will change their mind, and another man will be elected. How did Bernie Sanders know exactly what was going to go down on the election in 2020? He said it on Jimmy Kimmel's show. It's widely out there. Everybody can see it. It's not me making it up. They're telling you in real time right there, and people are still like, well, it's all happenstance. Oh, it's all coinkydink. It's absolutely planned, and we have to stand up. When we stand up, it's over. We say no. The one thing I want to tell people, listen, if you learn to tell the government no, they stop. Because the power is in you. That's where we get it. God gave it to you. Now you use it in the best way you know how. And free people. We should default to freedom, not default to incarceration in everything we think of and how we treat other people.
And if you have to defend yourself to the death, so be it, you know, because that's your natural God-given right. Folks,
yeah.
This is one of the reasons why we have people like Jim Price on the show, because he is one of those on the front line that has been challenged and demonized. And this is the one thing. When you're over the target, you can bet that the other side is going to come out. They're going to make use of the mainstream media to demonize you, whether it's print, video, radio, doesn't make any difference. They will demonize you any way possible to make the masses think. This is just what they did at Ruby Ridge. It's what they did at Waco. And again, I have to ask these questions.
Yep.
How many Ruby Ridges and Wacos is it going to take for America to wake up?
Well, even in my case right now, my property that belongs to me, I'm having to now go and get a lawyer, spend more money on a lawyer to get my property back because the detective doesn't know for sure what he should do. So he's defaulting to me to, well, you probably need to go get a judge's order because I can't make that decision. So this is, again, that bureaucracy, that little touch. We talked about Simone Gold going and turning herself in. You know, you talked about dieseling her and, like, moving her around every 2 to 3 days so she doesn't know where she is. She's constantly upheaved with her life during that time she's going to be incarcerated. But, you know, they withhold food from her. They withhold her commissary money from her. They hold, you know, she doesn't get toothpaste. She doesn't get hair care products. They can do these things, the little bureaucracies in your life, and manipulate you and just make things extremely hard only because they can. And, guys, this is a real systemic, systemic means it's widespread. It's a medical term, and it's spreading throughout. It's a systemic problem within our judicial system where it's once you get put in there, then there's a whole other level of justice. Then there's a whole other level of how they treat you inside. So be mindful of that when you think of people that you want in jail.
Yep, for sure. Jim Price, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour, giving us the update on that. Folks,
yes,
we're going to be back after the break with more news and your phone calls after the short break. Stay with us on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
It's actually 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, July 11, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, as things beef up, you know, 2,000 mules came out. Talked about that yesterday over dinner. The Texas GOP is focused on election integrity after rejecting Biden as president. This is their results of their 2022 platform vote this week. Two of the measures seek fair elections, free of illegal voting practices, and updated voter registration rolls to combat fraud. So, you know, here's what we're trying to do, right, in Texas. They want the state's attorney general to have the authority to prosecute election fraud. And, of course, this is the all-Republican Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruled the state's attorney general couldn't unilaterally do so in December of 2021. So, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of changes to this state. The Republican Party chairman of Texas, Matt Rinaldi, said that the GOP is raising funds for election integrity. And they want to get to the bottom of the 2020 election. They don't have any faith whatsoever in the election results. They don't care how many times the elites tell us they have to. They refuse to let the Democrats rig the elections in 2022 or 2024. Folks, this is only one state. Texas is only one state of the 50, right? So this is one of the scenarios that is contained within the email blast you're going to be getting in your inbox. If you got any comments or questions based on what you've heard today, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And we can have a conversation if there's something that you want to chime in on here on the show. You know, the phone lines are always open to people that have something to contribute, and we appreciate you. Here's another interesting thing. Warren Farrell, author of a book, The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It, has found that being dad-deprived is a leading factor in males' increased mental illness, addiction, and suicide. And he links the mass shooting in 53 developed countries to boys and men who lacked a father figure, and he specifically mentioned six mass shootings that have occurred in the U.S. in the 21st century. All six of the mass shootings, schools, killed more than 10 people have been done by boys. All six have been done by boys who have been dad-deprived, from Sandy Hook right on through to Uvalde. So now we kind of have an inkling here. We've always thought that that might be a problem, but the studies indicate it is. China's military is going to seek to prevent the U.S. from mobilizing its forces in the Pacific in the event that war broke out between the two countries, according to the highest-ranking officer of the Marine Corps, General David Berger. He gave a talk during the conservative think tank presentation at the Hudson Institute on July 7th. The effort comes after more than 20 years of counterterrorism operations and the possibility that China is going to take or attempt to take Taiwan and maybe even go further than that. You can read about that in our email blast. Louis Gohmert, representative from Texas, calling mind-blowing the violation of Americans' rights of all the J6 prisoners. And he's begging the judges to do something about it, in addition to his cohorts. New York officials, meanwhile, have failed to remove hundreds of thousands of potentially ineligible voters from voter rolls, according to a new lawsuit that's been filed. Really, 22 names only were removed between January 2016 and December 2021. That's almost 6 years. In a city of over 5.5 million voters, including zero in Richmond County, according to data provided to Judicial Watch. So we got a 48-page suit filed now, which you're going to get a copy of in your email blast. Now, you think that these food processing plants that are being burned down, you think that's a coincidence? We don't believe for 1 minute that it is. Now we have explosions being reported at natural gas plants. One over the weekend in Medford, Oklahoma, Grant County, Oklahoma. The county sheriff called on anybody who lives within a 2 mile radius of the plant to evacuate last Saturday afternoon, not clear for how long. They're not the first one to have a problem. Democratic Pennsylvania Senate committee nominee John Fetterman pledged he would not take over $200 from oil, gas, and coal industry executives or lobbyists and political action committees. However, despite his pledge, his campaign has spent thousands flying around the country on CO2-spewing commercial airplanes. Folks, this is what we call hypocrisy. According to the FEC records, he spent and his committee spent almost $7,000 on flights between July 2021 and April 2022, despite him drawing a major line in the sand against the fossil fuels industry. You see, you can't live without it. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is going to be traveling to the U.S. next month to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Texas. According to the Daily Caller, that should be interesting, right? Now we move on to the economy. You want to know about something that affects you directly? Get prepared with shelf-stable foods. Now, who put that article out? Why, it's Joe Mercola, Dr. Mercola. Of all people, to put out something like this. This article talks all about the global systems of food and energy being intentionally dismantled. We told you. This is what the World Economic Forum calls a great reset, and the Rockefeller Foundation calls reset the table. They want to replace all of your natural, healthy-grown natural foods with patented foodstuffs, synthetic, fake meat. You know, that fake meat reminds me of that little stuff you used to buy in a can called potted meat. Who would ever eat that? I guess if you were starving, you would, but God, I would never even You open it up and makes you want to vomit. But Dr. McCullough in this article is preparing you for unavoidable food inflation, shortages, and famine by stocking up on nutritious, self-stable foods, and we're including a list of suggestions. See, it's all about solutions on the show. So you definitely, if you're getting the email blast, get down there to Economy and Business and look at the Get Prepared with Shelf-Stable Foods. Now, for those of you who think rice and beans is it, he actually has an argument against brown rice. It does not contain the same kind of stuff. In fact, it has stuff that if you eat that over a long period of time will be worse for you than white rice, especially jasmine, which is his favorite. So if you're going to stock up rice and beans, you cannot overload yourself with this kind of stuff. He encourages more vegetable, even if it's TVP or whatever the case may be. If you can find a supplier that has the 25-year shelf life foods, get that. Get the stuff that's naturally dehydrated as much as you can. Stock up on burger meat. Chicken and pork are not that good in a grid-down situation unless it's fresh. And good luck with that. The average price of U.S. groceries has skyrocketed due to high inflation and shortages among the top 10 key food items over the last 12 months up to May of this year, according to a June 28 sales report from Nielsen IQ. American consumers are definitely feeling the pain and increasingly spending more of their income on many basic groceries. Prices are exceeding inflationary measures. See, they're lying to you. They're telling you one figure. When you go to the store, it's more. Inflation is costing the average American $460 more a month for groceries. I'm feeling it. Are you? And an economist that actually correctly predicted inflation is predicting more inflation. It's going to get worse. Steve Hanke, during a Wealthion interview, said he expects inflation to stay elevated about 6% year over year over year over year. Till we get rid of this issue. The issue is Sleepy Joe. Got to get rid of him. Get him out of office. Impeach him. The whole cabinet. The VP, we don't need her. She's a failure. She's worse than him. Pelosi, got to get rid of them all. The only way we do that is by making sure the elections do not get stolen in November, which I am telling you right now, they're going to try. Elon Musk, by the way, reacted with a series of memes to Twitter's preparations to sue him in a bid to force him to buy the social media platform for $44 billion. He shared a meme featuring with images of himself laughing along with captions that marked several key developments in his buyout bid saga. Flights, by the way, for those of you who like air travel, the ATA, IATA, rather, International Air Transport Association, has warned flight prices are set to rise even further. And why? I think you know the answer to that. Fuel prices are going to continue to go up. Those of you wanting to travel to the UK, the British Isles, Ireland, this is all coming from Willie Walsh, Director General of the International Air Transport Association. He's previously served as CEO of Aer Lingus and British Airways. Aer Lingus, as you know, is the Irish airline I've not checked into. For those of you, if you can ever get a chance to go to Ireland, I did in August of 19 for my wife's birthday. I did not want to come home. I'm sorry. I know it's socialist over there, but I literally, it's got centuries old history, and these people have been afflicted and have risen up and beat the invaders back. A lot of people have lost their lives. You want to talk about dedication? Even the Irish were slaves in America. About the same time they brought blacks over, the Irish were made slaves as well and brought over in ships. Nobody talks about them. See, there's one thing about Ireland, you can see history right in your face as soon as you step off the airplane. But I have not heard yet whether Aer Lingus is requiring you to have a jab or a test before you get on there. If they are, I'm going to check into it because I would like to go back and see it. They have a housing shortage as well as in America. They're about 180,000 units short for a little country the size of Indiana. The Biden administration, by the way, says they're probing airlines over passenger complaints amid chronic delays and cancellations. Well, what do you think caused that? I can tell you what caused it. Our bumbleheaded government and medical tyranny, forcing pilots to get the jab, forcing flight attendants to get the jab. And see, we've already got enough evidence out there to show you, because of the lawsuits being filed, that the jab is actually hurting pilots. It's putting their career at risk, because the first time they have a stroke or something major happens at the cockpit, they're done. Their career is over. And that's happening right now. Just ask Captain Bob Snow in San Antonio. He'll tell you he now cannot teach his daughter to fly. He can't get a medical certificate now. He got the jab because he didn't want to lose his job. Other pilots have figured this out, and all of a sudden now we have a pilot shortage. You can thank your government for that. And now they want to turn around and probe the airline industry. That's like about as stupid as the Biden administration coming out and telling gas operators at gas stations who are making pennies on the dollar for every gallon they sell to cut their fuel prices and do it now. This guy in the White House is a real pompous ass. Repeat. Remember that? Yeah. Lather, rinse, repeat, Joe. Yeah, repeat the quote. End of quote. Repeat the line. You know the guy is flipped out of his mind when he can't tell the difference in his teleprompter speech. Totalitarianism, once again, through big tech, is showing its true colors. Have an article on there from Technocracy News you need to read about. It'll be in your email blast about the secretive political group which began spreading dangerous conspiracy theories throughout Britain's colonies. We'll leave that up to you. I'm telling you, this stuff has started way back when, and yes, even way back when there was disinformation, just like there is today. And you know, you've seen, if you turn on any mainstream media, doesn't matter which one, what do you see a lot of in commercials? Big Pharma. They're actually buying favor with mainstream media. That's what keeps them afloat. And now, studies are indicating antidepressants are being overprescribed, leading to suicide risks. They increased, we're talking about depression and anxiety, increased by 25% in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic alone. Up from 1 in 20 adults worldwide, the use of antidepressants has become more common. And see, what they're counting on is these convincing commercials on mainstream media where they can talk all about the fact that, oh, you have a lack of serotonin in the brain, so you need this drug. And of course, if you're having a problem, you need this drug, and you need this drug. And pretty soon you're going to the doc, you're going, oh, doc, I need this drug. You see, that's one of the reasons why we have the Power Mall, folks, because we're not about Big Pharma. That's why we tell you to go to the Power Mall to do your shopping, because one, it keeps the truth out there. And these things are used in large quantities. We have a story on there about an aspiring New Jersey teen who survived a massive stroke at the age of 7, has rebuilt his life to become a happy, healthy 15-year-old. He and his family have now become advocates, educating others on the signs of pediatric strokes in hopes of saving lives. You get to read a story about that. There's also a story on there about the 2022 Fluoride Action Network update, how mushrooms help protect your brain. True, eating more than 2 portions of mushrooms a week reduced the risk of mild cognitive impairment in study subjects by 50%. The data show that people with MCI over age 60 have lower levels of ergothionine, an antioxidant found in mushrooms. And, of course, they're calling it the master antioxidant, protecting against diseases like cancer, heart disease, dementia. So I guess you got to eat more shrooms. I know some of you that had bad experiences in the 70s with shrooms. It's not the same one. And there's an article on, for those of you who don't understand, about the symptoms of sepsis. There are people we know of who have died in hospitals because the hospital failed to treat. They say do no harm, but then they turn around and violate their Hippocratic oath by do not treat. In other words, when they know something is going on, like a body is turning septic, high fever, reduced urine output, the kidneys shut down, rapid heartbeat and breathing, skin rash, severe muscle pain. Those with sepsis may exhibit confusion, disorientation, slurred speech and dizziness, and they're disoriented. It's not an illness. Sepsis is a dysregulated body response to the inflammation and chemicals released by your body as it fights infection. And heavy doses of vitamin C, thiamine, and steroids administered intravenously have been shown to significantly improve outcomes, reducing kidney failure and death rates. A little article on there about that. And Bill Gates, by the way, has got a lot to do with what's going on in the EU and Dutch, with the Dutch and taking away the farms and the protests. And by the way, for those of you that like mushrooms, guess what we have at the Power Mall? It's called Chagamax. That's right. You ever seen the movie Stripes? Just keep that. If you forget the name Chagamax, just remember, from the movie Stripes with Bill Murray. Remember that? Boom, chaga-laga-laga. Boom, chaga-laga-laga. It's got chaga in the name, right? So you know when I say boom, chaga-laga-laga, you know it's Chagamax, right? Because some people, you're going to forget it, but you won't now that I've told you this. Get on there and order Chagamax. You would be surprised how it also clears up respiratory situations. Because I was drinking chaga tea when I had COVID. Let me tell you, it works. Elon Musk is poking at Bill Gates after the Microsoft founder claimed clean hydrogen energy could zero out emissions and help tackle climate change. Craziness. You see, they don't have the science. They don't have the data. So I'll let you read that article. You could be the judge. One makes fun of the other. It's tit for tat again. I've got another article that I posted. I had to do a little bit of digging, but how to grow chicken feed the easy way. And that comes off of Marjorie Wildcraft's website. And I got a copy of that, and I put it in here, a link to it. So those of you who want to grow chicken feed the easy way can do that. And what chickens like to eat. Under COVID-related news, this is the FDA I told you about earlier. There's a new scheme out that will allow Pfizer and Moderna to reformulate and release updated COVID shots without conducting any additional clinical trials. Are you going to trust them now? We are talking about a huge problem here. It's bad enough the jabs have stuff on them, but then you're going to let them actually inject the mRNA and the nanoparticles inside your body. They think they're going to turn you into an AI, but all this is right now. Francis Boyle, who drafted the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, believes that COVID-19 is a weaponized pathogen that escaped from Wuhan City's biosafety level 4 facility. This is a Lancet paper published by physicians who treated some of the first COVID-19 patients in China, showed patient zero, the one believed to have started it, was nowhere near the seafood market. The whole damn thing was a lie. What's more, there were no bats sold in or even close to the market. See, all this stuff is now coming out, according to Francis Boyle. We've told you already that COVID-2 was a biological warfare weapon, and we have to put on the thinking caps and start treating it like a bioweapon. If you even feel the slightest bit sick, you need to do something about it, not wait until it gets full-blown. A peer-reviewed study based on the passive surveillance from Ontario, Canada, found the rate of myocarditis was greater in young males than females, and so greater after the second dose than the first dose of the mRNA vaccine. Believe you me, they're going to keep trying to pump it into these kids. They want them dead or sterilized, one of the two. They got to reduce the population, folks. Just like the Georgia Guidestone said, 500 million. Oh, we got to do something because the world's going to end 7 years if we don't. Where have you heard that before? Coming out of the mouth of AOC and everybody else. These people are messed up in the head, folks. They have been led astray. They are not of God. They're working for the other side. The protection against severe illness from so-called natural immunity remains superior to that bestowed by the vaccines, according to a new study. Researchers in Qatar found. There's an article on there. We're going to let you read that, too. And because of the vaccines has been low so far in young children, a small fraction of those newly eligible are receiving one, only a small fraction. In other words, parents are listening. They're waking up and they're going, I don't think so. Pretty crazy. Under Pet Knows, I've got 8 flea remedies that get rid of fleas in your home. If you got a pet, you know about fleas. Well, I put some on there because we're all about solutions here. And, of course, there's some good news on there. And for those of you who missed a bunch of stuff, including Justice Kavanaugh being hounded out of Morton Steakhouse, that's all wrong. We also have a commentary by DB Kidd. I want to get her back on the show here soon about the illegal invasion and what Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe is doing about it. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to talk about Texas and all sorts of other great stuff tomorrow on her show. Until then, pray for Alvin and his family. Pray for America. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.